We're down to our overnight low of 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And also sponsored this hour by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A raspy-voiced President Joe Biden on stage trying to confront Donald Trump as Trump repeated false claims during the hour-and-a-half debate last night. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Biden and former President Trump clashed over a long list of issues, even their golf games. Perhaps the biggest moment came early in the debate when Biden appeared to lose his train of thought while answering a question about tax cuts.
The White House says publicly that Biden has a cold, but ABC's Perry Russum says
Democratic Party insiders privately expressing doubts about the future of Biden's campaign. One current Biden supporter responding to Biden's debate performance saying, "I am in a state of shock. He has diminished to an extent that has become undeniable."
The first criminal charges related to the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, announced. Police Chief Pete Arredondo and one of his officers indicted on charges of child endangerment. The Oklahoma education superintendent ordering public schools to include the Ten Commandments and the Bible in their curriculum. This is ABC News. Three. Federal health officials already starting to look ahead to what could be cold, flu, and COVID season.
An updated recommendation that all Americans aged 6 months and older get a COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine this fall. The CDC says people who got vaccinated last year saw greater protection against hospitalization and illness. But even for those who've gotten the vaccine in the past, protection offered by COVID and flu vaccines lessen over time, particularly against newer mutations of the viruses. The CDC says vaccines for the 2024-2025 season will restore protection. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A phone belonging to a Chicago woman missing in the Bahamas has been found. 41-year-old Taylor Casey was last seen just over a week ago. And Amazon reportedly is working on its own discount store, the online retailer developing a store that would allow low-cost products to be shipped to buyers directly from China, bypassing Amazon warehouses, the move in response to competition from Chinese sites like Temu. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
A look at sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital. In hometown baseball last night, Reedsburg 6-2 over Wisconsin Dells. Sauk Prairie beat Arena 12-1. Wyota 10, Scholesburg-Benton 4. Black Earth 14-5 over Middleton. The Brewers were off last night. They'll begin a weekend series against Chicago. And last night, the Cubs were winners. 5-3 over San Francisco. The Cubs play in Milwaukee this weekend. Miami 7-4 over Philadelphia. Cincinnati 11 and St. Louis 4. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Texas 2. Toronto 9-2 over the Yankees. Kansas City beat Cleveland 2-1. The Angels 5-0 over Detroit. White Sox 1, Atlanta 0. Minnesota 13-6 over Arizona. The Bucks are keeping it young. They selected 19-year-old G League star Tyler Smith in the second round of the 24 NBA draft last night. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's at 647-5851 today.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 73. Rain, occasional thunder this morning. Then another round of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of rain possible today. Breezy and humid. South winds at 10 to 20. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms diminishing overnight. And humid, a low of 66. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy. A lone shower or two cannot be ruled out. Less humid later in the day and a high of 83. Saturday night, mostly clear. Cooler, though comfortable, a low of 51. Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant, and a high of 74. In Richland Center, 19/100th of an inch of rain, some light rain early on today. And again, maybe more on the way. That's how it goes today, Friday, June 28th. Good luck getting there and get set for a nice weekend. Safe and happy weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. This is Parker McCollum.
Strong out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All I can see is you're gone. And you left me here with this house on this ground. Burn it down. I'll leave my memories inside.
down. Might be kind of hard in all this rain, that's for sure. Up to 22 one-hundredths of an inch of rain as it kind of picked up a little bit again here at the studios. Regular features continue on a Friday. We're going to be giving you some more chances to win. I think Lady Bell's going to be popping by. And also, we have some tickets for the Kaz Area Dairy Breakfast that goes on Sunday, so we'll give those away a little bit later on. Tom Mueller on a hill far away in Dodgeville is warming up his vocal cords. He'll join us in just a bit. This is Hal Ketchum.
Ever since she was a baby, stepping on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running. It's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. Take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girl's ever known. Leaving behind the path of destruction, no matter where she goes.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest. Tom, we don't talk a lot about it, but you do have a lot of rental opportunities at Mueller Implement.
A ton of them. We've been in the rental business for 50 years. It's interesting. We got in it by chance. We were John Deere dealers and had some stuff we couldn't sell, didn't know what to do with it, so we started renting it. From that point on, we launched a rental business that's now 50 years old. Big things that we handle are backhoes and stump grinders and trenchers, and you name it, we probably have it. If it's a really small item and we don't have it on hand, what we really do here is we make all efforts to get you to somebody that has it, because we're also a source of information. So if you call us and we can't answer your questions, we've failed you. So we really want you to understand it's all about service. The other nice thing about our rental fleet is all very, very modern. Nothing over 5 years old. We make sure that we turn it often and we keep it going. It's also an opportunity for people to buy something that they're renting and say, hey, I really like this machine. What's it going to cost me? And we can shoot you a great price. We're always turning our equipment over. But Phil, there's the other side of our business. business. Of course, we're in the lawn and garden business, and we do a very big job in that.
If I come in and package a snowblower and a lawnmower, you're going to swing me a deal?
You bet. Not only that, we're going to maybe put a pole saw in there and a bunch of other things with 20% off. It can all go on the same contract. That's the beauty part. And the other thing, too, is financing is quick and easy. Literally, you're in and out, and we can take care of you. Knowledgeable people. We have people here that really can answer all your questions. It is the most important thing to buy something and then know how to run it and understand how to take care of it. So our service department gets involved in just about every sale, and that's very important because we don't want you to have something fail on you. So if you're really looking to come see us, come to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ right across from Midwest Roofing, and of course, those little guys, Farmer Fleet, they're still open. The lights are on this morning. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. Or go to Craigslist and punch Mueller on the left-hand side. You'll see our specials right now. We're open from 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to noon Saturday. We're open for business. We really want to earn your business, so stop in and see us.
Sounds good. You wear many hats, including sometimes you wear funny hats, too, don't you?
Oh, I do. Listen, comedy is always part of what we do here. Literally, people are... We have a lot of people come in and maybe have a sour note and need to have some cheering up. We're here for many reasons, but one thing we are for sure, we're here for our customers.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, as always, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Phil. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for our report today on WRCO.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Your attention, please. After 91 years in basketball, it's time to retire, and Krogan's Do It Best is closing their door. This is your chance to save up to 50% on their entire stock of hardware, tools, lawn and garden, fertilizer, paint, and more. All large appliances and furniture are also now at blowout prices. Hurry in, it's going fast. First come, first serve. Everything goes. Krogan's Retirement Liquidation Sale in Basketball is going on now. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
6:20 the time. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30. The Bucks took another player last night. My phone didn't ring, so I didn't get drafted in the draft. But, oh well, I'm still waiting. After all these years, I did get a little bit of work done in the garden. Not much, but the big thing is just trying to knock down the quack grass and things that have kind of gotten ahead of me because of the rain. And while I was doing that last night, I was battling a few raindrops and mosquitoes, too. So there's all kinds of perils out there these days. 58 at WRCO with some rain on the way on a Friday and some rain that's happened. Here's Jason Aldean's tribute to Toby Keith.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, if you ever thought of running away, settling down with Mary, if I asked you twice and begged you pretty please, she'd have said yes. New York minute, they'd never tie tonight. His heart wasn't in it, he stole. As he rode away, he never hung his head up at Kitty's place. Should have been a cowboy, should have learned to rove and ride. With my six, you'd ride my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man, haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert star, a dream in my eye and a prayer. My heart, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
We love you, Toby.
about me.
Rodney Foster on WRCL. Just call me lonesome. I've been called worse. Reminder from WRCL: Richland Center Thunderfest will be happening tomorrow from noon until 11:30 p.m. at Kroska Park in Richland Center. Families can enjoy the many children's activities, food and refreshments. Music gets underway at noon with Marty Cena, Dan Koba and the Journeymen at 1:30, and the Adam Bartels Band at 3. The Three Souls will play at 4:30. The Stone Cold Bank Band is going to be playing at 6:20, and the Tradesmen at 8:10. Admission to the grounds will be free tomorrow, and we'll get through maybe some stray afternoon showers. It should be pretty good weather overall, and it should be a good night tomorrow night for the fireworks display, Richland Center's Independence Day fireworks display, always following the Thunderfest, which is going to go tomorrow starting at noon.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Boscobel's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Boscobel, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update at 6:30 is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. A high today of 73 with some chances of rain this morning and then showers redeveloping this afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of rain all total could happen today and tonight. A high of 73. So far, 25 one-hundredths of an inch of rain has fallen, and it is 58 degrees.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A former Richland County employee at Pine Valley Community Village has been arrested following an investigation. The county became aware of alleged threats made against Administrator Shaponda Ann Jimerson, 38 of Middleton, and immediately referred the matter to law enforcement, which led to a parallel investigation into the allegations. In April, the Richland County Sheriff's Office launched its investigation into the stalking threats made against Jimerson, which raised serious concerns about her safety and well-being. The threats, which were sent through two fictitious Facebook accounts, seemed like a complex case of harassment. The investigation continued when Jimerson sought a harassment injunction against a resident of Richland County, claiming that she and her family were being targeted and harassed by this individual. To support her case, she presented a letter and other material items as evidence of the harassment she was experiencing. However, as the investigation unfolded, a shocking truth emerged. Jimerson herself was behind the threats, and the Richland County Sheriff's Office discovered that the letter used in the injunction was fabricated. As investigators dug deeper, the truth began to unravel. The Richland County Sheriff's Office obtained a collection of online activity records, which revealed that Jimerson had created the fictitious Facebook accounts herself and was sending threatening messages to herself. This was a clear case of self-victimization, where Jimerson had concocted a web of lies to deceive those that support her. On June 25th, the Richland County Sheriff's Office, in collaboration with the Middleton Police Department, executed a search warrant. Shaponda Ann Jimerson has been arrested for perjury and resisting or obstructing an officer. The county's investigation into Pine Valley led to Shaponda Ann Jimerson's termination on June 13th. For a second time, a recall effort against Speaker Robin Voss is rejected. On a 4-2 vote Thursday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that organizers failed to collect enough valid signatures on the recall petition. Democratic appointees Commissioner Mark Thompson and Chair Ann Jacobs voted against a motion from Republican appointee Don Millis, which found the petition to be insufficient. Although WEC staff had advised there were enough signatures to proceed, commissioners voted 4-3 in support of Millis's resolution. The decision means Voss will not face a recall unless organizers can get a court to intervene. Voss was targeted by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Thursday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting at the Capitol included a call for Commissioner Robert Spindell to resign. Several people made the demand. Spindell, a Republican appointee whose term expires in 2026, was one of a slate of fake Republican electors who met at the Capitol following Donald Trump's 2020 loss to President Joe Biden in Wisconsin. He's given no indication that he plans to resign. An apparent leak at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Justices will hear a lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. That's according to a draft court order obtained by Wisconsin Watch. Chief Justice Annette Kingsland Ziegler issued a statement on Wednesday and said the entire court was shocked to learn that a confidential draft document was leaked to the press. Ziegler said law enforcement has been asked to conduct an investigation. She said all seven justices were united behind the investigation to identify the source of the apparent leak. A public hearing by the State Assembly Corrections Committee could allow staff and the families of incarcerated persons to air their grievances and concerns. Committee Chair Representative Michael Shaw of Oshkosh says lawmakers need to learn more on the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the unprecedented fatal attack on Lincoln Hills school counselor Corey Prolix. Shrey actually hopes to schedule a hearing for the second week of July at the Capitol in Madison. In Washington this weekend, low-income voters are hoping to get the attention of elected officials. This weekend, Joyce Frome of Oshkosh is a Wisconsin Media Committee member for Saturday's Mass Poor People and Low-Wage Workers Assembly. She said low-income voters are almost a third of the electorate, and if they voted together, they would be one of the most powerful voting blocks around. Organizers hope to mobilize the one-third of the U.S. electorate who are poor and low-wage infrequent voters. There are many things going on this weekend. The 2024 Spring Arts and Crafts Fair is one of those in Spring Green, Saturday and Sunday on Jefferson Street. The Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair has been growing through the years. Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair co-president Diane Barenbrook invites everyone to the fair.
The art fair will begin on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with a trumpet fanfare by Michelle Mack. And on Saturday, the fair hours are from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. On Saturday only, we will have a children's area sponsored by the Spring Green Community Library. There will be crafts, stories. Children will be able to take a book home. They can sign up for the summer reading program. And that will run from 10 until 3 on Saturday. We'll have two entertainers. From 10 until 1, Abby Spencer will be providing entertainment. And from 1:30 until 4:30, Don Greenwood will provide entertainment. And that will take place in the Post House Garden. On Sunday, the art fair runs from 9 until 4. And it begins with a trumpet fanfare by local trumpeters Julie Cousy and Nancy Maxwell. Entertainment on Sunday will be provided from 10 until 12 by Jana Johnson and from 12:30 until 3:30 by Jamba Dextrous.
The Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair will be this Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 until 4. And the church that was decimated by a tornado in Argyle last weekend is now asking for help restoring its cemetery. Apple Grove Lutheran Church now is a pile of rubble instead of a building, and insurance will help them rebuild, but the cemetery is a mess. It has about $30,000 in damage, with lots of headstones taken off their footings and some even broken into pieces. Church officials have started a GoFundMe, hoping to raise $15,000 to pay for part of the restoration. So far, they're up to almost 10,000.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 73. Rain will taper off and then redevelop this afternoon. Possibly 1 to 2 inches of rain total for today and tonight. 66 tonight. There's a slight chance of a shower tomorrow afternoon and a high of 83. Rain continues in Richland Center following the midnight reading of 68. The rain has been steady. We're now up to 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today, and it is 58 degrees, our overnight low.
Stop the Sherwin-Williams July holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Sports Time today is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local area scene, some baseball games that went on last night, and details on the Brewers weekend coming up. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all. From stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
The Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Game is headed toward Oshkosh this weekend at E.J. Schneider Field today and tomorrow. It's a round-robin tournament involving 72 high school seniors in the state of Wisconsin, divided by regions into four teams, the North and the Green Bay Fox Valley area, the East, the Milwaukee area, the South, the Madison area, the West from the La Crosse, Stevens Point, and Eau Claire areas. One local player will be involved in that on the South squad. Micah Salisbury, a recently graduated senior from Ithaca High School, will be a part of the South roster. He'll also be joined by Jamison Johnson of Pecatonica, Brock Massey of Boston, and Keegan Hooker of Portage, a few players that we saw during our local baseball coverage this past spring. Well, the American Legion baseball season continues on. The Viroqua Legion team is a winner over GET last night, 9-7. Also, the Gaze Mills post 308-220 Grizzlies were winners 8-3 over Onalaska in the first game, while Onalaska's Bi-State Bulldogs won 11-3 in the second game. And in home talent baseball, Reedsburg 6-2 over Wisconsin Dells, Sauk Prairie 12, Arena 1, Wyota 10-4 over Scholesburg-Benton, and Black Earth 14-5 against Middleton. The Simon Sharks were swimming last night, traveling to Prairie du Chien, facing the Water Hawks and the Dodgeville Dolphins. Veteran swimmer Leah Chambers led the Sharks by earning a first-place finish in the short, free, backstroke, and long free. Swimmers who earned two first-place finishes were Kaylin Burns in the short freestyle and the 100 individual medley, Brooklyn Worthington in the butterfly and breaststroke, James Waterfall in the breaststroke and backstroke, and Gabriela Ortiz in the butterfly and breaststroke. The Brewers will get back to action tonight after having the day off yesterday. They will host the Cubs in Milwaukee. First pitch time 7:10 this evening. The Cubs coming in after a win against San Francisco yesterday. That final score was 5-3. Miami defeated Philadelphia 7-4, Cincinnati 11, and St. Louis 4. It was Baltimore 11-2 over Texas in the American League, Toronto 9, the Yankees 2, Kansas City 2-1 over Cleveland. The Angels 5, Detroit nothing. The White Sox edged Atlanta 1-0, and Minnesota 13-6 over Arizona. Filled with talented young professionals, at least one pro football expert says the Packers' offense can be one of the top 10 in the NFL. Quarterback Jordan Love is already considered a good choice for MVP if he performs as he did in the final 8 games last season. NFL.com ranks Green Bay's offense number 9 for the approaching season. The 49ers of San Francisco were picked as the best. The Bucks are keeping it young. They selected 19-year-old G League star Tyler Smith in the second round of the 24 NBA draft last night. Smith is 6'11 with a wingspan of 7 feet 1 inch. He was a five-star prospect coming out of high school and passed up a chance at college. Assistant General Manager Milt Newton of the Bucks.
There was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player, which we did.
And that is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, three points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself asleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been blue. Exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. I've never got down on my knees and asked the Lord above if he would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been. Exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. There's no exceptions to.
she'd love me for life. Slipped out one night and never told me goodbye. My second love convinced me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth played crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't help.
Hopefully you have some good luck today. A little rain happening out there. In fact, it looks like Henry Bray is making his way here. And, he's got a bar of Zest soap out there. He said, yeah, all right. Looks like a duck with the rain coming off his back out there.
Past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, Holstein bull calves sold $645 and down by the head, with the lightweights and thin calves $350 and down. Slaughter cows are steady, except that the dairy cows were milked down, not as good yieldings as some weeks. The bulk of the dairy cows range from 85 to 116, topping out at 145, with beef cows 108 to 130. Feeder cattle were active at last Friday's feeder sale. Lightweight Holstein steers sold from 285 to 315, with the heavier steers 190 to 230. Colored steers 240 to 3 and a quarter, with heifers 2 to 285. Our next feeder sale will not be until Friday, July 19th, as we use this period of time to replace the post planks and concrete at the sale barn. The year may be half gone, but we still have half the year left. Plenty of time to smile, tell someone thanks, and take the family out for ice cream. Darren Cole and Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, thank you for your business and look forward to continue working with you in the future.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Well, it's Friday, we're getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right? Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. Now I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. I don't want no one girl if I can't have you. It's so blue for my breakdown, so do
on WRCO-FM 100.9, a few things to celebrate today. It's Paul Bunyan Day, so I'm not sure how you can celebrate. No, tell a tall tale. I've heard about people that do that. It's also National Cream Tea Day. It's National Food Truck Day as well. Boy, there's some good food that comes out of food trucks. Insurance Awareness Day. It's Drive Your Corvette to Work Day. Okay, well, I missed that memo. I needed to go buy a Corvette yesterday, I guess. And International Caps Lock Day. So if you're sending something out, I guess do it in all caps. And I guess maybe they'll think you're mad at them, I guess. Anyway, that's a look at a few things to celebrate today, Friday, June 28th, 2024. The update at 7 is next, sponsored by Rich.